This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A few shopping days until the official winter of our discontent sets in. Until then, it's the madness of Black Friday, and for Occupy Wall Street, it's the winter of their dismantled tents. On Friday, November 25th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin this hour with a look at post-Thanksgiving, pre-holiday unease in the U.S. economy. We're going to take you to Egypt's revolution. We see how the tech revolution has not diminished ham radio operators from staying connected in their old-fashioned ways. And he was the closest planet to the rock and roll sun, Freddie Mercury and Queen, remembering what some have called the greatest concert band in history. Here's what you're talking about.
It might be strange, but I'm thankful for high gas prices and oil prices. Being from Oklahoma, working in the oil and gas industry, it keeps me employed.
What are you thankful for? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Let's begin with the headlines. The White House is joining the voice of tens of thousands of Egyptians in calling for a speedy transfer of power. And that's where we go first this morning to Cairo and David Kirkpatrick, live on the line from Cairo from our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So this is Friday prayers, and Fridays are typically decisive days. What's going on this morning?
A very big crowd. I just got back from the square. The imam from the mosque on the corner of the square, who's known as the preacher of the revolution because he so often prays the Friday prayers in Tahrir, pronounced for the formation of a new government. I don't know whether that will have any peace to it, but he named Mohammed al-Faradei and a couple of other popular leaders from across the civilian political spectrum here as the new ruling council and pronounced it in effect. Basically, what he's doing is escalating the challenge of the protest movement to the ruling military council. But I have to say, I got back to my desk here and saw that statement you alluded to for the White House, and I think that is likely to be the story of the day. This is the most significant, most public effort yet by the Obama administration to throw its weight into this conflict. And it can only dramatically increase the pressure on the ruling military council.
Well, we'll see what happens through the day. That was David Kirkpatrick with our partner, the New York Times. If you couldn't hear exactly what he was saying there, he's referring to the story this morning where the military has announced that a former prime minister in the Egyptian government is going to head the Egyptian cabinet. And he referred there to what I said at the top of the hour, that is the White House joining the voice of tens of thousands in Egyptians and officially calling for a speedy transfer of power. Here's what it sounds like in Tahrir Square this morning. Some are calling it the last chance million man protest. It comes a day after the country's military rulers apologized for the killing of more than three dozen protesters. Here in the U.S., the busiest shopping day of the year happening right now all across the country. Toys R Us opened on Thanksgiving Day. One man in Virginia decided to venture into the thick of it all.
They have a line that kind of needles through the store, zigzags back and forth at the checkouts. And, it's absolutely chaotic.
Macy's opened its doors at midnight.
For some of them, it really is a sport, and they look at their flyers and circulars all during Thanksgiving dinner, and we're going to be open for them at midnight already to start their holiday shopping.
It's a contact sport, and apparently also 10 people were injured when a customer brought out pepper spray at a Walmart in Los Angeles. It's not known what caused that confrontation. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords made a surprise visit to a Tucson military base where she and her husband helped serve a Thanksgiving meal to troops. The 41-year-old congresswoman arrived at Davis Monthan Air Force Base after a private lunch with her parents and family members. She's been undergoing intensive rehabilitation at a hospital in Houston after being shot in the head last January. In Thanksgiving football action, the Baltimore Ravens clipped the 49ers. Green Bay stays perfect with a win over Detroit. The Dallas Cowboys squeak by the Miami Dolphins in a very exciting game yesterday, 20-19. Asian and European markets down this morning. Futures are down as Wall Street begins a shortened trading session. The Dow starting at 11,257, getting close to the 11,000 level. The S&P starts at 1,161, the NASDAQ at 2,166. Later this hour...
I've always wanted a ham radio set, and now that I've got one, I'm going to listen in on distress signals and notify.
That's what Herman Munster did as a ham radio operator. We're going to talk to about the growth of ham radio, even in the Internet age. But we begin with Occupy Wall Street, Anger in America.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.